At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires,
like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weatherpeak. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, an action-packed show. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I stay ready.
We're getting hyped. Always hyped. And it's not just Covino and Rich. Spotty's here.
Hi, Spot.
DJ Ramos.
Hola.
And by the way, he's not really a DJ. He just knows his music. But he's on the ones and twos.
Mixing.
He's behind the console. Yeah. In case people were like, yo, they got a live DJ? I just
wanted
to make it clear, yeah. Ramos is here. Bursch is in for Danny G.
Yes.
877-99 on Fox. And I see Monsi. What's up, Monsi?
Yeah, happy
Monsi,
Tuesday.
I hope you're ready for some Tyson trivia
today.
Oh,
goodness.
Yeah.
I am going to laugh, but I'm going to try to participate this time.
It's a Tyson Tuesday. We're going to play Iron Mike trivia, and we're going to definitely talk about Aaron Rodgers.
No.
Right?
Ooh.
Rich has a hot take. It might be the mild take of the day.
It might be. We're going to talk about Dak Prescott.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a fun one. But I do want to say USA all day, SA.
USA.
USA all day.
USA. Do you think the average person that's watching the World Cup even knows like all the rules and everything?
I don't know, because I'm not the average person. Why don't you ask Spot?
Hey, Spot, average guy.
I'm just kidding.
Do we all know all the rules and regulations of the World Cup?
Like, of course not. Not here in the
USA. Because I'm saying we're all...
Have soccer rules changed since I was in sixth grade?
I mean, yeah, and you played.
I'm sorry, since I was 6 years old.
And you had your own little soccer card?
And I had my own little soccer card in 1986.
I would say they probably have. No, but right now that they enter the next stage, it's an elimination round.
Yes.
And there's no ties. And there's, a couple overtimes. And if no one scores, a shootout. So now we're down to the final 16. That's where we're headed. So the U.S. of A.
Pulisic.
1-0.
With the goal. 1-0 over Iran. Props to them. England wins 3-0 over Wales. So I hope you're enjoying your World Cup, your tacos on this Tuesday, and you're bound to enjoy.
Taco Tuesday!
Thank you, Ron. And we're going to talk Lakers, too. Oh, we got some Lakers stuff to talk about. They blew a big lead yesterday. What, a 17-point lead? But we're going to start off with what we do best, the worldwide leaders of nonsense, 877-99 on Fox. Now, I got to say this. I hate to shamelessly promote, but I must. We also do a Patreon every day, right?
Yeah.
Patreon.com/Covino and Rich. So if you dig what we do, we appreciate you checking that out.
Yeah. I mean.
Thanks.
It's pretty uncensored,
now,
raw. Every morning we do a podcast and then come over here and kick ass on Fox Sports Radio. So
I feel like it was years ago, Rich, at least a year ago. I came in and we did our show and I was talking about how I saw this invention on Shark Tank. I'm a big Shark Tank fan. I'm a big Yankees guy. I like a nice Heine. I love hard rock music. I love sports. I love Shark Tank. I came in telling you about this product.
These are a few of your favorite things.
Those are Steve Covino's favorite things. I like tacos on a Tuesday.
Yankees and butt cheeks and tacos and football.
Shark Tank.
Shark Tank.
I said, you gotta hear. It's so stupid that I think it's gonna work. So I told you guys about this. I said it was called Noggin Boss. And I made fun of Rich about it.
You were serious about that?
Specifically, though, because I always joke that Rich has a big head, right? Because when I met Rich over 20 years ago, he had the longest head my eyes had ever seen. He has a really skinny head. And, like, by comparison, it looks like I have the fattest head you've ever seen when next to Rich, because he still has a skinny head.
To put in perspective, you know, I'm 6 foot.
Yeah, but you make me look like Stewie. You know, because your head is like Beaker's head.
You got a football head.
Right. So,
no, but I'm 6 foot, 190 pounds, roughly. When I met Covino, I was probably 6 foot, 170 pounds. I was like in my early 20s.
Barely 170 pounds.
Worked out yet, so I was like just a skinny
kid.
He
didn't fill out, yeah.
So I had like a Bert from Bert and Ernie head, and he had like the Ernie head. So, you know, I could see where Covino used to think I had some big...
Right, and I'd never seen a head. I was like, did you get your head like stuck in a vice as a kid or something? Anyway.
So when we first met, you would make fun of my big head. And
right.
You to this day.
Well, hold on.
You're watching Shark Tank and
watching
you see
Shark Tank
Noggin
and
Boss.
I came in today. I was like, Rich, there's a hat that is designed for you, man. Because not only does Rich have a big head, but he's also full of himself. So he's got a big head, right?
Yeah,
I said, there's a hat called the Noggin Boss that is made for guys like you, guys with big heads. But I jokingly said that, but I really meant, like, I think this is going to take off in the sports world because it's so dumb and gimmicky and it stands out. Everybody laughed at me. Hey, you're so stupid. I'm like, wait, man, Damon John bought into it. I believe in it.
Yeah. So one of the Sharks actually paid.
Yeah.
And is now a part owner.
Yes, yes.
Noggin
Boss?
So
again, I'm talking about Noggin Boss. I believe Damon John, the guys were seeking $50K for 25% of the company. Sealed the deal with Damon John for 30%. And as of this weekend, my premonition came true.
Maybe you should have invested.
I should have invested, but I'm not a shark.
Yeah. I mean, $50,000 for a third of the companies? That's not a substantial investment. That's not a shark investment. That's a regular guy investment.
I know. I wish I was involved. Hey, you know what? Someone reach out to Noggin Boss because I want in. I've been talking about it for over a year now.
Not now. Too late now.
So fast forward. The year is 2022. We're watching the NFL, and you see Commanders Brian Robinson in the locker room.
Oh, boy.
Wearing this gigantic Washington Commanders hat. Did we all see it this weekend?
Ramos saw it. Saw it.
Dude, I saw it, and I was like, there it is. Noggin Boss. I knew it. Like, right away, I was pointing at the TV like Leo DiCaprio in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I know that.
Yeah.
I know that. I said Noggin Boss. Would you believe... Brian Robinson wears it. We all see it. The story today is sales have skyrocketed over 2,000%.
Wow.
So people are asking Noggin Boss, right? They're asking, like,
oh, my God.
Do you have some sort of endorsement with Brian Robinson? And they're like, no, not yet. But we do have some serious endorsements in the works. So my...
Who's going to wear one of these big-ass hats?
I'm telling you, my prediction is this. A lot of people.
Yeah.
If sales went up 2,000%... And people, we all saw it. It's goofy. You want to get on TV. People want to stand out. People want to be recognized and noticed. I promise you, this is the dumbest idea. I admit it, but it's gonna be a thing.
This is a nightmare. You're in a stadium. Hey, down in front.
Yo, Brian Robinson.
Guy's got a big hat.
Yo, what's so funny is how proudly Brian Robinson was wearing this hat, like all smiles and happy about it. Like, you know, looking for the attention. People were coming up to him like, what is that?
I imagine the sales were initially low, so 2,000% increase probably isn't as much as you think.
That's a good point, but...
It's like if you make no salary and the company goes, we'll give you a 20% raise.
20%?
20% of nothing is not all.
I know Ramos and I have both played that game.
Yeah, but a 2,000% increase in awareness as well. You know what I mean? So people were asking, Brian, all the news reporters, and he's standing there wearing a stupid, gigantic, oversized hat.
Hey, the Commanders have won 6 in a row, but tell me about your hat.
Exactly. He's like, Brian Robinson said his friend has a big hat company. Maybe his friend's Damon John. I don't know. If you want a big hat, let me know. So he's endorsing him. But I'm here to tell you.
Want a big hat.
Like I said this a year ago, right? Then I saw this on TV. I was like, I knew it. My prediction here is, much like the foam finger and things that are, you know, standard with a sporting audience, right, and a sporting fan, this is the next thing, I promise you.
Oh.
And, you know, maybe it's going to die because it's just a fad. I'm not saying it's the long-lasting, you know, thing that we're going to see for our lifetime, but I promise you, I think it's the next thing moving forward because everybody wants to stand out, especially
now,
at a sporting event.
In a stadium, I could see someone rocking a big hat. It looks ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
But,
it sounds ridiculous.
Paint their face. People wear, big gaudy jewelry and, you know, look at Raiders games. Look at their fans. Look at any fans. They're maniacs. I could see people buying a big hat.
Okay, here's the question. And it's an oversized hat, baseball cap, gigantic, but it looks like high quality. It's like nice. It just looks ridiculous. What do you think these retail for?
$49.99.
I mean, it's a giant hat, Spot.
Well,
a regular hat's like $30.
I'm going to...
Right? A regular hat's like $30,
yeah, but it's
$40.
Is it of equal quality to a regular hat?
It seems to be.
Just oversized?
To my understanding, there's like foam inside it, and your head just goes inside the foam. Like, I don't know how it stays on your head.
I'm
going to
go $60.
Okay. Noggin Boss, the company that sells these big hats, say they start at $75.
That's pretty.
Impact was immediate after
any Cyber Monday
deals. Rocking it.
I would say a great stocking stuffer, but this don't fit in a stocking.
No. You stuff the gifts inside the hat. It's your new stocking.
Yeah,
Steve, you made a great point about it being interesting. The problem I would see would be if you're at a game and the guy in front of you has that hat on, you can't see anything.
Down in front,
a foam finger just waves and it's down. I'd be like, dude, take the hat off. I can't see what's going on.
You know what happens, Ramos? He takes his hat off, and then you realize he has a big, giant head underneath.
Oh.
It's like the old Woody Woodpecker card.
It was actually a hat. It wasn't a Noggin Boss hat.
Yeah.
It was just a regular hat.
It's just a guy you just insulted because he has a giant head. But it's like that old, if you guys remember Woody Woodpecker. Bursch, you might be too young for this one.
Yeah.
But Woody Woodpecker was at a sporting event, and there's a dude with a giant cowboy hat in front of him.
It's not an adult film star, Bursch. It's a cartoon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No. The cartoon. Yeah. So he can't watch the game, and he asks the cowboy to take the hat off. And then when he takes the 20-gallon hat off, his hair is shaped like the hat. And I think he probably shoots a hole in it or something. I don't know. But anyway, my prediction came true. And because we're Fox Sports Radio, we're going to talk about the Lakers. Yeah, we're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers.
Of all your predictions, aren't you sort of bummed this is the one that came true?
Yeah. So what?
Remember,
I said the Browns were going to win the Super Bowl. Who cares?
For those that have been with us for a minute when we were on Sunday nights, remember on one Sunday night you came in and you swore that Fling Golf.
I still believe in that.
Was going to be the next huge trend.
Dude, look at pickleball, how much steam that picked up. Fling Golf is something else I saw on Shark Tank.
Right.
And it's the same premise of like lacrosse,
but with golf
because some people just want to go out and have fun and they don't have the skill level to enjoy themselves on a golf course. Apparently that's blowing up too. I don't know. I mean, so I hear. But anyway, the big hat sales have skyrocketed 2,000%. Noggin Boss, it's ridiculous.
It looks so silly,
but it's funny. I think it's really funny, and I think this is going to be the next thing in sports. We'll see. Are you bound to get one? 75 beans,
buddy.
It's not that much.
We're going this weekend. Covino and I are taking a road trip. Actually, not a road trip. We're flying. It's a quick flight. Up to San Francisco. Niners, Dolphins, Sunday. Could I get one in 24 hours? Could I get one in the next 3 days?
I think we should all rock one.
Express shipping.
Yeah, I'll rock one. Let's get one.
Guys, this is what I really want to see with Brian Robinson in the big hat. I want him to come out and the Commanders like have a terrible game. And Brian Robinson gets shelled. He has like two fumbles. And then he has to go out and address the media.
With his
big hat on his head.
You can't wear it once you lost.
And he's like,
it's like when Cam Newton would get smoked and he would show up to the press conference looking like Stregonona.
With like a feather boa.
And a feather boa on. Like he's a cross between an old granny and Hulk Hogan. And it's like, yo, Cam Newton, you just got killed in this game.
That's a great point. Yeah, this is only for like celebrations.
This is a celebratory hat. We've won six in a row and we're legit Commanders Brian Robinson. That big hat though.
But here's the thing.
Give me that to the club. Do you think this gets trendy where like ballers are gonna get they got their jewelry, they got their swag, their sneakers. Do you think this hat will ever enter the mainstream?
Yes. Think about it. Because people, you know, back in the Neil Strauss days of dating, right? You remember the book The Game? and people had all these cool tricks to attract people.
I don't know if they were said, cool tricks. They were sort of like lame guy tricks.
You remember that trend, right?
Yeah, of course.
They always talked about peacocking. This is a form of peacocking. Dude's going to wear a stupid gigantic hat at the game, right? I mean, people dress up stupid at games. They're painting their face. They're doing stupid things. Beer helmets. They're going to have a big giant hat, and some girls will be like, oh my God, where'd you get that hat? And he's like, yeah, you want to try it on?
You know what they say? You know what they say about guys that wear big hats?
Big hats. Conversation starter. So I think yes, and it's the awareness theory. I don't know what the real theory is, but we call it the awareness theory. Now that we brought it up, now that you saw Brian Robinson rocking it on the Commanders, you're going to see other bozos in the stands when they're panning through the crowd at the basketball game, at the football game. You're going to see this. You're like, ah, that's what Covino and Rich were talking about.
Now,
there you go.
There's a secondary reason for this hat, and I think it's a good one. I think there's a lot of dudes and women that play fantasy football. And what's like a fun social media trend? Whoever's in last place in the fantasy football league has to do something embarrassing. Usually something a little humiliating. Did you see the one last year that went viral? Like a guy had to sit at an IHOP or Denny's for 24 hours and he had to order and eat pancakes every hour. And the guy after a couple hours was like, yo, enough. Like there's always these funny punishments.
So you think it'd be like you lost the bet and you have to wear this?
Like pick the team you hate the most.
Oh,
right.
Oh,
and you have to wear that hat.
I got you.
For like a month.
Okay. So like who do you hate the most as a 49ers fan right now?
I would say the Seahawks, but now Russ is not there anymore, and I sort of like Geno Smith, so ooh, who do I hate? Who do I hate?
So in other words, if you lost the bet, you have to wear their hat, but not just any hat, the oversized, like five times bigger than an average hat sort of hat. Okay, I got it.
Like
I
if you lost the bet, you'd have to wear the Boston Red Sox version of this for a week.
Got you. Yeah, I get that.
It's,
but
a,
you
it's
know
a good bet.
Here's why I also think it's going to take off a little more. Young people like you, Bursch, I mean, we're not old by any means, but you're younger than us, Bursch, right? You guys will wear anything. Your friends wear Crocs. I wouldn't be caught dead in Crocs. You kidding me? When I see someone, a young man wearing Crocs, I want to take their Croc off and hit him over the head with their own Croc. Like how could you do this?
You have no sense of humiliation.
I don't even get that, right? Even like my daughter's friends, like all the little boys wear Crocs. Kidding me? Like my dad would have kicked my ass if I wore that shoe. So if you're willing to wear that shoe,
then you're willing to wear this hat.
There you go. You're willing to wear this hat.
Hold on. Before we wrap up this conversation and get into Aaron Rodgers and Dak and some NFL stuff, wrap it up with this.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a trend that you remember thinking would blow up and it didn't? Like, do you remember? Because I'm trying to think of either one of us. Have we predicted, like, this is the next big thing and it just didn't happen?
Trend that I thought was going to blow
clothing
up.
Clothing item, sneaker, TV show. Any trend where you're like, this is the next big thing.
It happens a lot, man. You know, there's a lot of shows that you thought were really good. It probably didn't get picked up.
Remember that clothing?
Man, I can't believe no one else liked that show but me.
Remember that clothing brand Rich was really into?
I do. It's the first thing I think of, but I thought that was his example.
Yeah. So in the 2000s, remember when Abercrombie was all the rage? Abercrombie had a one-off brand. It was under the Abercrombie umbrella. And it was supposed to be for, like, the whole gimmick was like, all right, Abercrombie's like the cool trend for teenagers to 20-ish or so.
Right, like college kids almost.
Yeah. It was like the Abercrombie spinoff brand that was for like late 20s, 30s was Rule, R-U-E-H-L.
There's an H in there.
Yeah, and I remember being like, guys,
somewhere,
guys, I'm telling you, Rule.
Yeah, but you know what happened? Like, Rich's girlfriend.
Like Matt Rule. Spelt the same way as the coach.
Rich's girlfriend at the time convinced him that this was the next big thing. So he bought, like, he was the guy that bought, like, 20 of these sweatshirts.
Yeah. I had sweatshirts,
t-shirts. Nobody ruled harder than Rich in the early 2000s.
Rule.
So he had all the, I'm like.
It was right around the time of Hollister, too. And I was like, guys, trust me.
Every picture we have of us, you know, from then, he's wearing a sweatshirt that says Rule. And it never caught on.
It was like adult Abercrombie.
So
fail.
This could fail. This could catch on, but you know, I feel it's our due diligence to at least warn you because you're going to see it moving forward.
Me off guard with the hats because I'm trying to think if there's any other trend that we thought was like, oh.
But who do you think bought these hats? Sports fans.
Yeah.
If they went up 2,000% in sales, you're going to see a lot of Washington fans, I imagine. but sports fans in general.
Probably like a gimmick gift that wives bought for their husbands for the holiday.
Like, I bought you a silly big hat.
I got you a silly big hat with your team logo on it.
It's a fun novelty sort of gift. That's all.
All right. Well, hey, Kavino and Rich broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So while you're buying your tires from TireRack and buying your big hats, just know that Kavino predicts the big trend of 2022
in sports.
2023 in sports.
In sports, we're going to be seeing them. Yes, of course.
Your buddy shows up at the bar or club with a big hat. I don't know if he'll get the same reaction.
Well, hold on. What's the number one reason people say they wear Crocs, which is essentially Swiss cheese on your feet?
Comfort.
Comfort. This is a hat with like pillowy foam on the back. It's like wearing
a little pillow hat. Maybe you can wear this on a plane and it's like a pillow.
So, I mean, if comfort's the trend, then this is look at people wearing pajamas. People wear pajamas.
That's true.
It's like, yo, are you wearing your pajamas to work? So this little pillow hat, this oversized pillow hat, I can see it working.
All right. Well, coming up next, we are going to get to Aaron Rodgers. And the question is, selfish or selfless? We'll explain next right here on Kavino and Rich.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Kavino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey, it's Kavino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound? Or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Can you figure it out? You can't figure it out?
I can't. I mean, I know the song. Hold on.
But who sings it?
Men wearing hats.
Men without hats.
Men without hats.
Ramos strikes again.
Man, Ramos.
Ramos.
Men without hats.
Batu.
If they never sang in the song, it would be the most awesome song ever. Once they start singing, it just falls all apart.
This beat slaps.
It does slap, though, Ramos. You're right. Men without hats.
The big hats. Big old Robinson hats.
But you know what I'm saying? It's a sports trend, noggin boss. Just like bang sticks, just like vuvuzelas, right? Like, it's probably going to come and go, but I think it's going to get to that point where everyone's wearing a stupid hat. You'll see a big, giant, stupid hat night at a Mavericks game or something. You'll see it.
You're absolutely right, by the way. Great example with the what do you call them? The bang...
bang sticks.
Bang sticks. In the 90s and 2000s, every NBA game you went to or saw, everyone... That you don't see that anymore.
Just sports trends. It's a sports trend, so I forgot I pointed out the big giant hat. Noggin Boss is what it's called. Brian Robinson of the Commanders wore it, and I called that like a year ago at least. Man. Anyway, I'm Covino. It's Covino and Rich CNR on FSR. The number is 877-99 on Fox. Again, broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
Pothaway, what do you think Cowherd thinks of those hats?
He probably hates those.
He hates backwards hats. Imagine these hats.
Imagine these hats backwards.
Brian had it on backwards.
He might have a heart attack.
Well, you know what?
If Baker Mayfield wore one of these backwards, Cowherd might drop dead.
His head might explode.
It's possible.
We should get Covino and Rich ones made. What do you think?
Is that our giveaway?
Yeah, maybe that's our giveaway.
You know? Rich,
get these guys on the phone. Anyway, thank you guys for all your support and all your feedback. We're at Covino and Rich on social media. 877-99 on Fox is the number. Rich has a mild take about Aaron Rodgers. Selfish or selfless? We're getting to that next, but I do want to remind you that Mike Tyson trivia is next hour.
You're looking at my screen like you're confused.
Yeah, what is that all about? He's Googling Freddie Prinze Jr.
Because I wanted to show you a picture of him.
Why?
Because I watched a Christmas movie with my wife last night. On Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it called? Hold on. Home for Christmas? Is that possible? Hold on. Freddie Prinze Jr. Christmas.
Sounds about right. I don't think the name matters.
That does, because I'm going to give everyone the scoop. Christmas with You. He is not the Freddie Prinze Jr. from She's All That. Not that he's bad looking, but he's a middle-aged dude.
I mean, bad looking. I believe he's a handsome partially guy. Slightly Vato, if I'm not mistaken. Because his dad is
not only
Freddie
partially
Prince. Freddie Prinze, Chico and the Man.
Not only partially.
Is he Puerto Rican? I think he's Freddie, part Mexican.
I know Freddie Prinze was I Man. Believe he was Puerto Rican.
Maybe I'm wrong. Either way, what are you calling bad looking? He's a good looking guy.
Let me give my point. Hold on. Freddie Prinze Jr., born in Los Angeles, 1976. Where does it say his ethnicity? Is he Puerto Rican and Mexican? Well, let me tell you, in the movie that I'm telling you about, the Christmas one, he leans hard into the Vato Loco side of things. He speaks Spanish. He, you know, it's part of the plot. But in the movie, he plays Miguel.
Well, he does speak fluent Spanish, so probably throws people off because you know him as like a teen heartthrob.
I'll be honest,
you probably thought he was just a regular white kid.
I'll be honest, I thought he was just a white goober.
No, he. I think Ramos is right. His dad, Freddie Prinze, Chico and the Man, was Puerto Rican, but he's also like German or something else. So he's half.
You're picturing heartthrob Freddie Prinze Jr. when he was with Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah,
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
So you're saying like he's like orale.
He's not like he's out of This Fool on Hulu.
Right.
But he leans into the his heritage.
Hispanic side.
But what I was going to point out was something. That my wife and I, it was hard to get past because he's a handsome guy. Don't get me wrong. But his love interest is Amy Garcia. And she just appeared and felt so much younger than him to be his love interest in like a Hallmarky Netflix Christmas movie. Like,
Amy Garcia was the nanny on Dexter.
Yeah, she was the nanny on Dexter.
Yeah, we had her on our show.
But Amy... Yeah, I forget who I meet half the time.
I could see
First,
that.
First, I'm telling you,
Amy Garcia in real life is 44 years old. She's only 2 years younger than Freddie Prinze Jr.
That's the thing. Now it ruins my whole point. Because Amy Garcia looks like she got toddler face. Like, you know how Selena Gomez looks like she's 16 even though she's 20-something? She got toddler head. I'm not saying she's not beautiful, but she looks like a kid. Amy Garcia looks like she's 28 years old. It wasn't a buyable, sellable, I guess you would say, romance.
You know why? I didn't see this movie. And I don't know where Rich is going with this, But this goes along with Aaron Rodgers and everything I say about no play for Mr. Gray. Everybody's fooled to think that this gray goatee look and letting your gray come in is a good look. Says who? Not everyone pulls off that salt and pepper thing. Not everybody's George Clooney, okay? And I know you think you are, but you're not. I'm sorry to break the truth to you.
By the
There's
way,
a reason I...
every guy that shaves your head, you're not Dwayne The Rock Johnson either.
Right. Like, it's not a good look, especially in sports. Like, and especially in this goofy, like, Hallmark Christmas movie where Freddie Prinze is dating a younger-looking woman. It makes you look old, and it stands out in sports especially. Sports, young man's game. You and your old man winter goatee, not a good look. And he has that gray goatee look going on in real life. I don't know about the movie.
I don't come here to just tell you about a Hallmark-style Netflix movie I watch with my wife, but Freddie Prinze Jr., who doesn't look bad, it just... when you look age-appropriate and the other person looks way younger, it just didn't... it looked weird on camera. Like, you know, Kevin James...
I mean, you must be mind-boggled here in Los Angeles because it seems to be the norm.
True. But you ever notice, like, Kevin James will always...
you think
cast
all these
himself
hot,
with
beautiful
a woman.
Women are in love with these old, fat guys?
No, I'm just saying, like, in this movie, it was very like a Kevin James movie where his character is with, like, a Salma Hayek type or, like, some... like, Kevin James always casts himself with a beautiful significant other. Same with Sandler.
Sandler was with Salma Hayek in the movie where all the... they're all friends.
Yeah, grown-ups, grown-ups.
And I was like,
I don't know if I'm buying it.
If you were casting a movie, you wouldn't want to do that? I would.
Well, I would, but yeah. I just say it's just, yeah.
I know, it was cheesy. Listen, if you need a sports timeout and you can watch a movie with the wifey or girlfriend, it's not bad. I'm not like recommending it like it's great, but you'll notice that you're like, man, because she plays in the movie like a 20-something-year-old Camila Cabello type. She plays like a pop star. She plays a pop star, and he's like a single dad with a teen. And hence they fall in love. Big surprise.
But being a single dad ages you. I know from experience.
But I'm saying, like, it would be like you, Kavino, like a 40-something-year-old guy.
Yeah.
Come after me.
Well, I'm the same age.
A man. I'm 40.
But with like a 20-something-year-old pop star.
By the way, to tie it back to sports, Freddie Prinze, Summer Catch.
Yeah, did you like that?
No. 2001, Summer Catch.
21 years ago.
That's a good one. Summer Catch. So, hey. Jessica Biel.
So
Matthew Lillard.
That's why I was Googling Freddie Prinze Jr.
Instead of Aaron Rodgers?
Well, Aaron Rodgers, I was talking to Ramos about this before the show, and I really think Ramos had a great take, so I'm going to hand it over to him in a second. But I said, Aaron Rodgers says he wants to play this week.
No play for Mr. Gray.
He's hurt. We all know the thumb, broken thumb, been playing through the pain. Now, it seems very convenient to possibly be unavailable when your team's not winning. Now, does winning and losing change whether or not you put the effort to be in the game? Now,
if you're out of the playoffs, then I could see you saying, well, what am I going to push myself and hurt myself for next year for? At what point does that make sense?
I said to Ramos, take it to like something as simple as like a rec sports level. I tell the guys I play with that...
by the way, hold on. Everybody prepare for what Rich is about to say, because I find this to be an odd stance to take.
I tell the guys that I play with that, yo, I'm not sliding into home. I'm not getting in front of like a bullet of a ground ball at shortstop and getting down on the ball if we're losing by like 10 runs. If it's a close game, if it's a tie game or a championship game, yes.
But if we're losing, you make?
Yeah, but because if we're losing, let's say 13-2, and there's a rocket hit at me at shortstop, I'm olaying that like I'm Roger Dorn in Major League. You think I'm getting in front of that and get hit in the face and then posting videos on Fox Sports the next day? Get out of here. I tell them, hey, listen, I'm not don't send me third base coach because we're winning or losing by 10 runs.
I'm not sliding. It's not worth it. I get it. It's not worth it, but it's like I don't know, man. You're lucky you're good, because if some scrub said that to me, I'd be like, you didn't stay home, loser.
My point is Aaron Rodgers. If they were 8-4 instead of 4-8, does the thumb even come up? And is this even a question? Does he just fight through it? But now that they're out of it, does it change your mind on how you proceed with these things? Because Ramos was saying he thinks Rodgers wants to play, but the motive is sort of selfish.
Right, I believe that his motive in this situation is he doesn't want to lose his job. I think that he saw Jordan Love actually play a good game, and if he sits out, then that could be the end of Aaron Rodgers' era in Green Bay.
I couldn't agree more. Nobody wants to be Wally Pipped or, you know, Drew Bledsoe or whatever you want to call it today. That's why Rich and I, me especially too, we don't take days off. What, so some other hotshot can come in here and make my job look easy and he's the next radio superstar? No thanks.
Back off, damn buyer.
Yeah, I'll work on, I'll do the show. In fact, I'll fill in because I want your job. No one taking my job. So I get that and I agree. Like, you know, is it selfish or selfless? Probably a selfish move, but like, why does he want to give this guy an opportunity? Well, no. How do you feel about Joe Montana? You think he was happy when Steve Young was there waiting in the wings?
No, I get it, and I'm just saying, when people play through injury, or they don't play through injury, I just want people to always think about the primary and secondary gain, right? In anything in life,
okay.
Work,
well, what's
relationship.
The primary gain?
Primary gain is, all right, if you're winning...
Mm-hmm.
You want to be in there and you want to play, right? You're in the National Football League.
It's a good look as a leader.
Yeah, you're a leader.
Right. No excuses.
Now, you could say, well, they're out of it. They're 4-8. They gave it their best effort. The last couple weeks, they played in close games, but they're just not good enough.
I'm writing this down. Aaron Rodgers, primary gain is he looks like a leader, no excuses.
And that's how he likes to carry himself.
Yeah. Injury's not going to stop him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've had a broken thumb the whole time. Look at me. I'm
secondary gain.
Secondary game for playing is what Ramos said. If Jordan Love shows glimpses of greatness, I don't know, coming into the game and throwing a 60-yard touchdown in the first couple plays, let's say he beats the Bears next week, which is likely. The Bears aren't great. In fact, the Bears started pretty strong and they've been terrible since. So let's say Jordan Love plays and they beat the Bears. Do you think Aaron Rodgers wants to be part of a move on from Rodgers narrative and dialogue? Do you think he even wants that conversation to be had?
No.
So is it selfish now, or is it, man, he's really a gamer? Is he a gamer,
selfish,
or is he selfish?
I think he's being, I think back to what Ramos said before, I think he's being selfish. There's no reason for him to still be in right now injured, right? He's being selfish, but he's also being smart at the same time. You know, it's sports. People are easy. Well, life. You know, we've seen throughout the years, everybody's replaceable. Right? So he's protecting his job, and I don't mind him being selfish in this particular story, situation.
Damn.
Because I would do the same to protect my job.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. But what you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game.
That's my game.
USA all day. Congratulations with the big win today.
Oh,
World Cup Tuesday.
I thought Ramos was just watching Rocky IV.
I want to let people know that I was also a big fan of Living with a Hernia, Weird Al song. I love the Weird Al version too. I'm Covino, that is Rich.
You ever watch the Weird Al movie?
I did.
How was it?
It was whelming. It was good. I liked it. I didn't love it. It was really good at first. It's a parody of his life. Okay?
Okay.
So it's like nothing true, and it starts off really funny, but then it goes like off the wall, Michael Jackson style. So we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, CNR, FSR.
I didn't watch
877-99 on Fox.
I was busy watching a Freddie Prinze Jr. Christmas movie.
Clearly. You're still Googling him.
Listen, before we get to Aaron Rodgers.
I don't know if you're Googling him or just Oogling him.
We'll wrap that up. I do have a thought about Dak Prescott that I was talking to Monsi about over the break, and she agrees it's psycho behavior.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So we're going to get to something Dak Prescott's doing that's wildly weird, but I want to take this minute to tell you that the most overused narrative over the last couple years in the NFL is, now you're thinking, ooh, what is it?
I know the most overused word in 2022. It's gaslighting.
Merriam-Webster said it was.
Yeah, gaslighting. I know your most overused phrase.
He's gaslighting you, Jessica.
Because I'm the Covino and Rich Show biggest fan. I listen back all the time.
Yeah, what do I say?
You want to know your most used phrase in 2022? Most used. Do you have any ideas? Do you really want to know? I could tell you.
Is it?
Oh, what do I say the most?
And it's not just Rich. A lot of people say it. And Rich, I think, fell into the trap. And he says it all the time.
You do realize now that's AI.
I know what I say, too.
Did that make sense?
Don't. There it is. Spot nailed it.
Does that make sense?
Does that make sense?
So I'll say something.
Did that make sense?
How can you say anything with conviction by ending it with, does that make sense?
I think I'm just talking
did that make sense?
To you, and I assume that you just don't quite ever understand me.
I mean, you say it to everybody. I say, you know, like you can't get rid of the jersey, and I'm like, I'm partially Sylvester Stallone.
You know?
Yeah, I say, you know? I say that a lot.
Well,
but what's the most overused narrative in the NFL?
The most overused narrative is that the Niners are good. I'm sorry. The Niners are great and Jimmy G stinks. Like this whole narrative that Garoppolo's holding him back and Garoppolo's the weak link. I think that's trash. I think that's
haters,
overused trash take. And that's not me just sticking up for Jimmy G because I'm a Niners fan. Ramos, you hate the Niners, and I think you agree with me.
I do agree with you, yes.
There's a stat they keep showing actually on FS1.
I can't believe the stat.
Right now.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan with Garoppolo, 41-19.
It's incredible.
When Garoppolo's not on the field, 9-29.
By the way, 41-19 is the same as Steve Young's first, 60 games?
He has the same record as Steve Young through his first 60 games. Hall of Famer Steve Young. He has a better record as a 49er than Joe Montana through his first 60 games.
And you now, would think, based on the commentary, that he's the weakest link.
You would think this guy's Tim Couch. You would think that, you would think Jimmy Garoppolo is
there's nothing but good looks.
Is Johnny Manziel. Jimmy Garoppolo is a winner. He lost a Super Bowl, yes.
He learned from the best, too.
He lost an NFC Championship game. But again, he's been to some big games with a good team, yes. But Jimmy Garoppolo, no one's saying he's Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen. But don't put him in the trash category. He is a good NFL quarterback. He's as good as guys like Phil Simms that won Super Bowls.
His numbers show that he's better than good.
He's as good as Mark Rippon and other randos. Joe Flacco, better than him. So, hey, let's just calm down. We have more Covino and Rich next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.